The indie comedy St. Francis was a film fest hit even before it won awards and a distribution deal at South by Southwest. Today, it opens in theaters, and critic Bob Mondello says it's a low-key charmer.
Bridget is not remotely sure what she wants to do with her life, except that at 34, she's tired of waiting tables. She's looking for other work, something she remembers with a start, as she and Jace, a waiter she's met at a party, are showering the next morning.
You gotta go.
Oh, okay. Why?
I have a job interview.
What for?
To be a nanny.
You must really like kids.
I don't.
Can I see you again?
He will. He's a keeper. First, though, Bridget's interview. A mixed-race lesbian couple pregnant for a second time and looking for help with the first child, Francis, when the new one is born.
Have you nannied before?
I've babysitted. Sat.
Dana mentioned you had siblings.
Yeah, I have a younger brother. He's 6 years younger.
Oh, that'll be the age difference for Franny and Wally. We were worried that it might be too far apart for them to be friends.
Are you close with your brother?
No, he has like a job and a house and is very responsible. We don't have a lot in common.
Bridget has a gift for saying the wrong thing, but after a false start, she's hired to take care of Francis, who is a handful. It's at about this moment that Bridget discovers she and Jace are pregnant. Not a welcome discovery, though he tries every way he knows to be supportive. She opts for an abortion pill.
I feel like you should have to do something. Like give yourself food poisoning or something.
Okay.
What do we got?
I think I have some really old chicken.
I can't tell if you're serious.
Kelly O'Sullivan, who both stars and wrote the screenplay, gives Bridget an Amy Schumer meets Greta Gerwig vibe, taking a non-judgmental approach to hot-button topics, abortion, queer parenting, depression. And she and director Alex Thompson have a way of upending gender norms that makes St. Francis as appealing as its six-year-old title character, played by Ramona Edith Williams.
I don't want to be quiet!
We'll go to the park afterward. I just need some quiet time to think.
About your choices?
What?
When I'm in timeout, I'm supposed to think about my choices.
When Bridget is learning just how accomplished she already is, from a child who's grown up in a feminist, woman-strong household, St. Francis hits a sweet spot that's really sweet. I'm Bob Mondello.